Just a very quick update before I go to bed. It's I guess it's getting on just after midnight here. I've been without the phone for a while, so after I got back from that 20K yomp, I guess, which seemed to impress John and Beverly, which I was quite pleased with, since I guess impressing John Berger is no mean feat. Yeah, I went back down to the village and threw myself at the only shop that was open, or the only place that was open, which was a fairly deserted bar, who were at least able to rustle me up a coq monsieur and a coffee, which I was in need of. And then John came and picked me up on his motorbike, which was just pretty cool, actually. The first time I'd ever been in a motorbike, and it has to be a first time in a motorbike, then being in the back of John Berger's motorbike seems a pretty good way to go. Wasn't quite sure how that might affect any kind of insurance cover that the British Library offers employees to be herring around Swiss Alpine roads on the back of 82-year-old Reuter's motorbike. But anyway, it turned out okay. Felt kind of funny, of course, if you're in the back of a motorbike going at some speed around corners, you have to grip on fairly tightly, and yet that felt somehow not respectful of John, a great one of the most important living British writers. It felt kind of yeah, just didn't feel quite right, kind of having to cling on to him for dear life. But the self-preservation instinct kicked in pretty quickly, and that's what I did. I'll do a fuller update tomorrow, but a wonderful afternoon. I was able to help in the gardening for a bit. The haymaking was called off, just not dried out sufficiently. But there's a lot of work to be done in the garden with John's son Eve helping prepare the just basically doing a lot of digging actually and hoeing. For the garden that grows fruit and vegetables for them. And then just back from a wonderful evening with John and Beverly, the kind of evening that can't and possibly shouldn't be archived. Very warm and interesting conversation. And when you have evenings like that, you I guess you're very aware that it's something to remember, but it's something that can't be presented or represented in a traditional archival format with which we work. And it's no bad thing to be reminded that however important archives are, and they are incredibly important, there's so much more in the warmth of human exchange and conversation that is inevitably ephemeral, but which can be given longevity by sticking in people's memories. And certainly tonight's one of the nights that will stick in my memory. Okay, more archival updates tomorrow when the lorry arrives. Hopefully, it will arrive. I haven't heard from them, but we'll give them a call in the morning. And the journey back to London begins.